week. I'm driving back from Bangor, where I'd been, what else, shopping. It's a new year, and I decided to fresh up a bathroom with new towels. You know it's bad when your husband notices. Charlie, what's up with the beach towel in the bathroom?
Geez, the ones we're using are the worst for wear, kind of thin and scratchy. So I thought I'd give that one a go instead.
You're right, we do have an Econo-Lodge kind of thing going. I've been just too busy to deal with it. But things have quieted it down now. I'll get right on it. You know how much I love a shopping assignment.
That I do, dear. Make sure they're dark.
Dark?
You know, so they don't show the dirt.
Armed with some coupons and sale flyers, off I went to the big city solo. Not the kind of shopping excursion you bring a friend on. Ended up getting some dark colonial blue, I guess you'd call it, towels at Macy's. But of course, you can't stop there. Went to Home Goods and got matching rugs. And then I thought, oh, these are all kind of dark, so I'll brighten them up with some new bathroom accessories. Trash can, drinking glass, and toothbrush holder in a deep coral. And tied the whole thing together with a cute little curtain. Take that, Martha Stewart. Well, that shopping tuckered me out, and it's all kind of catching up with me on the drive home, so I stop at a Circle K. Well, we call them the OK in this neck of the woods, somewhere on the outskirts of Bangor to get some coffee and a little candy. There's a guy behind the counter working the register. One of them fellows you know isn't as old as he looks. Scraggly hair, missing a tooth, reeking of cigarettes. Behind him, also on duty, why else would she be wearing that smock, is a woman, middle-aged, uncomfortably heavy, long gray hair hanging down, sitting on a stool, staring into space. Pam, it says on a name tag. As the guy's checking me out, another fellow who'd been making a delivery comes up to the counter.
Hey, Pam, how you doing?
And Pam goes, living the dream, Frank. No expression in her voice, her face, her eyes. I'm living the dream.
Well, wasn't that a Stephen King moment? I hightailed it out of there before the world outside that particular OK ceased to exist.
On the way home, I got to thinking about Pam. I'm probably never going to see her again, or the scraggly-haired guy, or Frank, for that matter. Because you can bet I'm not going back to that particular OK. But every time I drive past that place, I'll be thinking of Pam, frozen in time, living the dream. Do you ponder things like that? I'll see a guy passing me on the highway, and what's he doing? Picking his nose. Or mining for boogers, as our third grade teacher, Mrs. Wilson, used to say. I'm thinking, this is the only time our paths are ever going to cross, and he's picking his nose. Anywho, when I got home, Charlie saw all the bags and he smiles and goes, I can see you had a good day. How much did you save? This is a little game we play. I tell him how much I saved, not how much I spent. Oh, over $150, Charlie. And FYI, this does not count as my Valentine's Day present. Truth be told, we don't exchange gifts at Christmas, so we can do this kind of thing when we need to. I showed him what I bought, and he pretended to be interested. Then came the fun of stripping out the old and putting in the new. And folks, our bathroom looks pretty darn spiffy, if I do say so myself. Makes me smile every time I see it. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.